Like a Mythical Virgin, written by Artax Lives and read by Flower Parish. This is a Stranger Things fic, rated mature, featuring the relationship Steve Harrington / Eddie Munson. Tagged, crack, unicorns, virginity, bisexual Steve Harrington, virgin Eddie Munson, mentions of blood, Mike Wheeler is a little shit. Were they kidding with this bullshit? Like, seriously. So many gates opening up to different dimensions now that there were too many for Supergirl to close, and this is what they got. Fuck this. Seriously. Are you a virgin? Mike asked, like the total little dickhead he is. So what if I am? Aren't you? And the rest of your little friends? Eddie sniped back at the rude little bastard, but then he blanched. Actually, don't answer that. I don't want to know. Why did this have to be happening when Eddie was on a perimeter check? So embarrassing. Mike rolled his eyes like he couldn't believe how ridiculous Eddie was being. Dumbass, we're children. Unicorns never go to innocent children in fairy tales, because we're all innocent. They go to innocent adults. Virgins. He put far too much emphasis on the word, because he is, as mentioned, a little dickhead. Listen. Fuck you and the unicorn you rode in on. I'm not fucking innocent. I've done things I'm not gonna tell you about, Eddie sputtered, crossing his arms and almost losing his precarious balance on the tree branch. He needed to be careful because there was a unicorn circling underneath him. And not the beautiful, ethereal kind. It was beautiful, sure, but it had blood all over its muzzle and splattered across its chest and on its front hooves. Probably from the last virgin it tracked down in God knows what dimension and trampled / ate to death. Its eyes were blazing red fire, and it had fangs. Fangs! Fuck that! Eddie heard Steve sighing, and then he flailed an arm from Eddie's tree branch to Robin and said, "It can't be trying to get you because you're a virgin. It's not going anywhere near Robin." The girl in question squeaked. Her ears and cheeks went bright red. All three of them turned to look at her. Wait, what? Was it you-know-who? From the... You didn't tell me. When did you... Steve asked cryptically, shedding absolutely no light on who Buckley was knocking boots with. Yes, after we met at the... place, Robin supplied lamely, and then bared her teeth and said through them, after, but before we went back to fight Henry/Vecna/1. She shrugged and let out hysterical-sounding giggle. It was... end of the world sex, just in case, you know? Oh, I'm so proud of you! And oddly, Steve really did sound proud, which was weird. Eddie was pretty sure Robin was gay, which meant the caginess was in reference to a girl, but the fact that Steve was so supportive was a little surprising. Without actively thinking about the repercussions, Eddie's mouth decided to test that theory. Well, damn, wish I'd have thought of that. Steve, want to deflower me so this unicorn leaves me alone? The hysterical giggle Eddie let out rivaled Robin's. Slowly, Steve turned back to him, but before he could reply, Mike scoffed. You are his type. Skinny, big bushy hair, big eyes. You and Nancy both talk like everyone is just waiting to listen to you speak. He rolled his eyes. Annoying. Rude. Eddie tilted his head thoughtfully. You know what, though? I'm fine with it. Nancy Wheeler is a badass, and I want to be her when I grow up. Or when I get down from this tree. Eddie cringed, staring down as the unicorn stopped and looked up, one of its flaming eyes boring into him. It neighed, shaking its gorgeous mane, but also splattering little droplets of blood everywhere. Gross. So gross. Huh. Now that you mention it. Robin stared up at Eddie thoughtfully. I totally see it. Steve just dragged his hand down his face and glared at the angry unicorn. Okay, we need a real plan because Eddie isn't coordinated enough to have sex in a tree. He put his hands on his hips like a baseball mom, wondering if she brought enough orange slices and Shastas for the whole team. Do we know any other adult virgins to lure this one away? Mike snorted. Those are probably more rare than the unicorn. Eddie flipped him off. You're rolling at disadvantage on all charisma and persuasion checks for the rest of time. We'll have to find a new DM when the unicorn bores you anyway, Mike shrugged. Whatever. Then he wandered off. Just walked away, like Eddie wasn't 2 feet away from being mauled by a feral beast whose name was probably Glitter Sparkle or some shit. What a dickhead. Looking away from the unicorn, Eddie watched Robin wave Steve over and whisper to him. They had a hushed conversation for several minutes while Eddie yelled things like, "Wanna share with the class?" and "Good friends don't make shitty plans in secret." But they ignored him. Bastards. Until Steve turned to the tree and asked, "By things, what do you mean?" "What? Harrington, what the hell are you talking about? You said you've done things, but not had sex. What things?" Steve brushed a hand through his miraculously still perfect hair and sighed, obviously frustrated. "We're trying to figure out what the unicorn considers virginity. Robin's never..." He petered off and glanced back at her and then over at Mike, who was halfway down the block with his radio out, sitting on a bench with his back to them, probably telling everyone that Eddie still had his V-card. Traitor. He was too far away for them to hear his conversation, so he was probably too far away for theirs. Robin cleared her throat. "I've never had, you know, penetrative sex. Just, third base," she squeaked again, and then covered her face with her hands. "You're being extremely weird about sex talk while a blood-covered unicorn is stalking me like a jungle cat," Eddie informed her. "Oral. Just say oral sex, you weirdo." "Okay, fine," she shouted. "I've given and reciprocated oral sex. Jesus." Then she crossed her arms and grumbled under her breath, tapping one foot on the grass. Eddie couldn't help it. He laughed with glee. "Was she cute?" Robin sputtered, mouth dropping open in shock. What? Did she think she was a subtle lesbian? Because she wasn't. Not at all. Her high tops had boobs drawn on them like some 12-year-old boy just hitting puberty. He rolled his eyes. Steve looked up at Eddie then. His eyebrows were arched in that way they get when he's thinking of a plan. They're not always good plans, but he carries them out, and everyone usually lives, so Eddie could do worse. "Well, big boy." Steve's lips twitched in a smile at using Eddie's nickname for him. "I'm guessing when you said you've done things, you were lying." "Yeah, duh," Eddie retorted, snapping in his irritation and mounting fear. Mounting, ha, huh. Like a horse in sex. Mounting. He bit his lip to contain the very poorly timed giggle. Robin rolled her eyes, grabbed Steve's arm and gave him a severe, be careful look, and then hustled over to where Mike was sitting. When Steve tucked his bat into his backpack and started to creep around the tree, he realized she was giving them privacy. Holy shit. The unicorn didn't even acknowledge Steve's presence as he skirted around it and climbed the tree, grunting and complaining under his breath how nobody better call him the virgin sitter because he swears to God. Then the rest of his grumbling got lost, buried under the sound of Eddie's heart pounding in his ears. Holy shit. And that's how Eddie lost his mythically constructed virginity in a tree to Steve Harrington, who was apparently bisexual and very, very good at blowjobs. Neither of them even noticed which way the unicorn went. The end.